Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, help.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance. You want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got really big.
Message erased.
Hang on, hang on. Yes, it's the little things. Yes, it's the little things that do us harm. I'm not a stranger. Ain't a mystery. When the bones get it wrong.
We are, David.
You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You sound really good today. You sound really good.
You look really good.
You look really good. What a weekend, man. Holy
What's
crap.
What's going on?
Well, I think I told you that. Well, let's start. We are Dave and Giggles. And
let's get right into it.
We are Dave and Giggles, and we're on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can call in for now. The number is 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. So give us a buzz. Let us know what's going on. There might be some caller in today that we might have on. I don't know. It's out of my hands, as it was not booked through me. And everything has been like, I've been asking about it, and I've gotten very little response as to who set it up and where it's going from here. Our friend Tracy set it up, and she said he's going to call in, but if he doesn't, the show will go on, whatever. But Shoe Nice might call in, the great YouTuber. She'll be very interesting. He lives in Colorado.
Might call in.
Might call in. I don't know, because again, I did not set it up. All right.
You were going to get him to come to my basement.
I want him to come to your basement. My goal is here to get him to be friends of the show so that he's a regular caller. We'll bait him in, and then eventually when we make friends with him, we'll get him to your basement, and we'll get him to do a bunch of stuff. So
I like it.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know who Shoe Nice is, he's basically got a stomach full of steel. This guy has gained popularity on YouTube by drinking Pine Sol, lighter fluid,
everything.
I don't know why the guy isn't dead yet.
I don't know either. Like
a lot of stuff, and that's his thing.
I did a lot of
research. Like a box, thing of toilet paper or something.
That's the way he started. That was like the first thing he did was ate like a whole roll of toilet paper. Like, it's really bizarre. I've been doing a lot of research on him this weekend, and he's fascinating. He's a fascinating man that I don't understand. He, I was diagnosed at like 15 with Crohn's disease, and
what's that? What does that do?
I'm not sure what Crohn's disease. We can ask him what it is, but he attributes that to being able to have the stomach that he does. I don't know what it is, but essentially, from what I've gathered, we can talk to him when he calls in. But he moved to Colorado for the free weed, for the legal weed, because that helped with Crohn's disease. So I don't know. We'll talk to him when he gets in. But as of right now, it's up in the air. We'll play it by ear. I don't know what's going to happen. If he does call in, it'd be amazing. My weekend was filled with major disappointments after major disappointments. So yesterday I was supposed to bring my niece to the Walking Dead convention. If you remember that, I've been talking about this for a while, and I got tickets like a year ago, and she brought her friend down, and it was me. I went down to the city to meet my sister and my niece and her friend. My niece is 14, her friend is 15, and we went to the tree. We went to all the windows of all the Christmas stuff going on. It was a lovely night. And so then from there, I took two like teenagers back to my house. And I had no idea what to do.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, I had no idea.
They're related to you.
Yeah, well, one's related to me, one wasn't, but it was fine. Like, it was really funny. One of them was like, I want to go to bed as soon as we get home. We get home at 10 o'clock, and like, I was like, you guys want to watch a movie? And they were like, no. I was like, it's 10 o'clock. You guys really want to go to bed? And they're like, yeah. So I set them up. I was like, I got my iPad. You want me to put a movie on in your room? And they were like, no. And then they proceeded to both get on their phones, put on their headphones, and listen to like YouTube, just watch YouTube separately, not even the same YouTube video, separately watching their own stuff, not talking to each other. And I guess this is how teens interact now. This is just what they do. So I don't know. So the next morning, we were supposed to wake up and go to the Walking Dead convention. Wake up to a blizzard. Are you still there? You kind of froze up on me. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm going to try back. Let's try it again. So wake up, supposed to go to this Walking Dead convention, and there's this goddamn blizzard that's happening in New York City, and it's coming down like fucking bat out of hell. Things are coming down like crazy, and I have the Jeep. So the Jeep is supposed to be able to handle everything, supposed to be able to take on everything. Let me see if I can get this guy back on here. He froze up on me. Well, we are Dave and Giggles. I'll get into the story as soon as I get him back. We are Dave and Giggles. You can give us a call at 718-928-9732.
This is Radio Free Brooklyn. I believe we're supposed to have stuff that we're supposed to talk about. On December 19th, there's going to be a Radio Free Brooklyn presents a Lost and Rewound Holiday Showcase at the Footlight. December 18th, I guess that's what it is, at 7 p.m. There's going to be a bunch of bands there. Robin Irene Moss, Matthew Finch, Lindsay Freeman, Axel Ito, and Siobhan Fogarty. A bunch of storytellers. That's pretty cool. You can go to rfb.nyc/tickets. And Giggles froze up on me, and I'm just sitting here by myself. So I'm just going to hang out. We're going to see what's going on. Let's see if I can get this going on. So joining me in the studio right now are the lovely Dylan and Laura. What's going on, guys? Oh, I should probably turn up the microphones. There it is. I got the projector out there. Did you see it?
No, I didn't catch it. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I can't figure out a good place to put it.
I think you got the best place.
That's probably the best place. But you can turn that light off right there on the door.
Yeah, go ahead and dim the lights, Laura.
Dim the lights right behind you to your left. There it is. Hit that, and now...
Oh, terrific.
I don't know who this is.
I don't see what I'm looking at,
No. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is your co-host, Giggles.
What happened to you, buddy?
I don't know, buddy. I got lost. I got cut off. I think it might be my internet.
All right. You want to reset your internet?
Net neutrality.
Well, you got Dylan there, right?
Yeah, I got Dylan there.
I'll reset the internet. I'll be down in a second.
All right. Let me know when you're back up.
We'll fill in the blanks.
Yeah, we'll fill in the blanks.
My wife just came down. She said the internet out.
Oh, jeez. So, you froze up hard.
Let me reset it.
Right in the middle of my story.
Sorry. Well, you stopped it. You had a couple teenage girls come over to your house. So.
Yeah, I did. I had a couple teenage girls come over. I'll tell the story as you get set up. But so, as you guys know, I was
teenage girls at your house.
Supposed to go to the Walking Dead convention yesterday. I bought these tickets for my niece a year ago, and it was for her birthday, which is in November. So I was like, I'm taking. She loves Walking Dead. We're gonna go to the convention. We're gonna make it happen, and we'll see what shakes. And so I meet up with them in the city. I go to meet my sister, and then I like take my niece who's 14 and her friend who's 15 back to Brooklyn with me. Which was just bizarre.
Terrible idea.
It was just bizarre.
Why would you ever do that?
I know. It was really bizarre. I had no idea how to talk to these kids. I had no idea how to interact with them.
To spend the night at your house?
Yeah, I spent the night at my house. But I mean, I was trying to do stuff. I was trying to let's watch a movie. Let's hang out.
You're trying to hang out with my niece somewhere.
Yeah. And as soon as we get back, they're like, we want to go to bed. It was 10 o'clock.
Lame.
Right. And I was like, all right, let's watch a movie. They're like, no. And I was like, all right, at least I got my my iPad. I'll set that up in your room. You can watch a movie on your own. Fine. I'll just hang out by myself. Whatever. And they were like, no, we don't even want that. So then they proceeded to both get in their bed and go onto their phones and separately put on each other's headphones and watch YouTube.
Oh, my God.
That's all they did. That's what they did.
Until
they didn't want to hang out with me. They didn't even want to hang out with each other, which was really bizarre. I don't even understand. They were separately watching YouTube. So, I mean, might be a long story. You might have to bump Shoe Nice. So I can't see you guys at all.
This is good.
All right. So we wake up, and I wake up at 8:30, and I'm like, all right, guys, let's get up and let's head over there. And I wake up to a blizzard that was happening in New York City.
Bad.
It was a pretty bad blizzard, which turned out to be a goddamn disaster. But anyway, so I get up at 8:30. I'm like, girls, let's go. And they're like, we eventually leave the house at 11:30. It took them 2 hours. What is that? Oh.
I just found a vape pen on the
floor. Nice. Nice.
Jeez, good fun.
Vape pens.
What kind of neighborhood is this?
I don't know.
This thing
weird.
Is huge.
I know. You like the new location? It's a little cooler, right? It's got more bars
it's
in the
great.
Area.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Very trendy.
You got Dylan and Laura there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
All right.
There she is.
Just FYI, I still do not have internet.
All right.
Now I got it.
Oh,
now
good.
I got it. It's just really slow.
Yeah, that happens. So wake them up. We eventually get out of the house at 11:30. All right. So we're making our way over there. I get them breakfast, and they're bitching about breakfast. They're bitching about everything because that's what teenage girls do. And we get in the car, and we start heading over there. We get to the Verrazano Bridge, and I'm crossing the bridge, right? And I'm just going with traffic. I'm not doing anything wrong. And all of a sudden, whoop, whoop, what? Whoop, oh, behind me.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
You get pulled over.
I get pulled over.
Underage girls in your car.
Underage girls in my car.
In your van.
And then the Jeep. Right? All right. So then I get pulled over, and this cop comes up, and I swear to God, I've never met a bigger jackass in my life.
Do you have his badge number?
I didn't get his badge number, but I'm going to find out who this guy is. He comes up, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I don't know." I legitimately had no idea why he was pulling me over. I was assuming that it was like a brake light out or something. Yeah. And he was like, "You were driving like a bat out of hell." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "You passed me." And I was like, "I was going with traffic. Like, I was not going fast."
It's not illegal to pass a cop.
It's not illegal to pass a cop.
Yeah. No,
but he took it as the biggest offense in the world. And he was like, "You were doing 65 on a 40. And I was like, "No way in hell was I doing 65.
Everybody else was doing 80 in the 40, right?
And I was like, "All right. Whatever, I want to be nice to you because you're being such a dick and I don't want to get shot." And I really had the urge that, like, I thought he was going to shoot me.
Yeah, but get that body cam in focus real quick.
Yeah, get that body cam in focus. So he goes, "All right, wait here. I got to write a whole bunch of summonses up for you."
No.
Really? Yeah. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So he goes back to his cop's car and sits there for 45 minutes.
What?
45 minutes.
He was jealous.
He was just a total asshole. And he kept looking at the girls. He kept looking at the girls. And I was like, "Dude," I was like, "Stop. You're being really creepy."
Ew.
And he comes back and he's just like really nasty. And he gives me with a ticket for speeding and like a summons for something else. I got to look at the tickets. I'm too bad to look at the tickets. And he's like, "These got to get in in 15 days. And I was like, all right, thank you. Thank you, officer.
That's terrible.
And as he's walking away, as I say thank you, he comes back. He says, "What'd you say to me?" And I was like, I said, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much." And he's like, "Don't play smart with me." And I was like, you're just a jackass. And I'm like, "All right, fine. We finally, we're going to get back on the road." And I go to turn my car on, and it does not turn.
Oh, no. Come on.
God.
Really?
It does not turn on.
Did you, drive into a different dimension or something?
Yeah, basically.
You're in the upside down for a little bit.
I was in the upside down world. So it doesn't start. And the cop now gets on. He's like, "Whoop, whoop." Oh. He's like, and then he gets on the loudspeaker. He's like, "Get on the road."
Ticket for going too slow. Yeah.
And I'm like, I went, put my head out the window because I didn't want to get out of the car. He would shoot me if I got out of the car. I put my head out the window and I kind of gave the, I don't know what to tell you. And he comes up, and now that my car doesn't start, he is ecstatic. He gets on his radio and he's like, "We got a junker here."
Oh my God, what an asshole.
Oh, he was such an asshole. So then, so it doesn't start. And I call AAA because I got AAA and they're like, "Yeah, we're not under the jurisdiction of the bridge. So you're going to have to get the cop to do it." So the cop, another guy comes and he was actually really cool. He was like, but he didn't really look like he knew what he was doing. He's like, "I don't know which one to put these on." And I was like, positive for positive, negative for negative.
Jump,
And I he might've done something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so it gets a car started and then I go. And then within like a mile, the car dies again. Car dies again. I'm in the middle lane and I have to get over to the side and I've got people honking at me, people like going crazy. And by this time it's like 12:30, close to 1. And I call AAA again and they're like, "All right, we'll send someone out." And this guy shows up who reminded me a lot of Shoe Nice.
If you're out there, if you're listening, Shoe Nice.
Shoe Nice, give us a call, buddy. And he shows up and he
chugs a bottle of vodka.
He's smoking. He stinks like liquor.
Yeah.
He's just a goddamn disaster. And he scared the girls so bad.
Aww.
He was like, he looks in the back seat and he's like, "Who's got the weed? You got the weed?" And I was just like, "Dude, don't." And he's just like being really rude to them and like really like creepy as shit. And then eventually he like hooks up the car to the tow truck. And he comes back, he's like, "You guys got to get in." And the girls were like, no. And they were like, and he was like, "You guys can sit next to me." And I was like, "No, that's not going
to
happen."
They wanted
not
to go to a Walking Dead thing. They got the real dead.
They got the
living
dead.
The
living
dead. The working dead.
So we get in the truck and he's just like talking and he's just he's cursing every other word. He's being as rude as shit. And like he asked my niece a question and she says something and he's like, "Come over here. Let me smack you." And I was like, "Whoa, dude,
you're being
like really creepy." And we finally get there, and he's like, he goes into the mechanic's place, and he's, and all the mechanic guys, they know him, and they know that he's just a creep. And eventually we get in, and basically my alternator died, and it took 4 hours to get them to replace it. So these girls came down to the city to go to the Walking Dead conventions, and we sat in a mechanic's
place. Was it Staten Island or something?
Yeah, in Staten Island.
In Staten Island?
In Staten Island for 4 hours. And then it was like 5 o'clock when it was done. I was like, we got like half hour if you want to go over there. And they were like, no. Let's
Where was it, home. Jersey or Staten
It was
Island?
In Jersey. Yeah, it was in Jersey.
Oh, it was in Jersey.
Yeah.
The convention was in Jersey.
The convention was in Jersey.
Okay. You guys were trapped in Staten Island, though. You guys were in purgatory.
We were in purgatory.
You were trying to get to the land of the dead, and you ended up in Staten Island on the way there. Purgatory. Yeah.
So if I added up... Oh, it was a total nightmare. It was a goddamn nightmare. The girls were pretty good. I was very impressed with them. They were very... happy-go-lucky about the whole thing. I thought they were going to freak out, but they were pretty good. But in the end, I think if I tally it all up, the tickets were like $200.
Oh, my God.
The alternator was $500.
Oh, my God.
The ticket's probably going to be like $200-$300. It's just going to cost me like a grand for that one day that we didn't even make it.
Oh.
You got hosed big time.
Hosed big time. Did you get your internet up yet or what?
Yeah, I'm calling you. I'm calling you right now.
Oh, all right. Let me get that.
Here, answer it because I'm going to...
I'll call you. Let me call you.
All right, you call me. Good show.
Good show.
I'll be here.
All right.
Good story. That was a good story.
That's a good story.
I was on there for that.
Yeah.
Right. Glad it didn't happen to me.
Yeah, glad it didn't happen to me. So, yeah, I'm sitting in that goddamn place, and I'm trying to play, like, games with them. I'm like, let's play fact game. It was just a goddamn disaster. It was so terrible.
And they stayed with you that night or the night before?
They stayed with me the night before. Oh. Then I drove them upstate. So then I still had to drive from Staten Island up to, like, Poughkeepsie area to drop them off. And but like the car ride was like as silent as can be.
Really?
Like, nobody was talking. Everyone was just like we got back up
just
and
angry.
angry as shit.
And disappointed.
And we finally got to my mom's boyfriend's birthday party. They were at a restaurant. So we went to the restaurant and the girls went in and they just like sat in the corner, didn't say a word. Eventually
traumatized.
Someone, they were traumatized. They were like, we went to a horrible, traumatizing day.
We need therapy.
But it was really cute. Her friend, I think over the day she like developed a little crush on me. It was really funny. At one point we're driving back and she goes, you know, like I'm like one of the cool kids at school.
Like, that was cool what you did. I'm glad your Jeep's a piece of shit.
That's how all my friends
that was pretty awesome. All my getting friends. Stuck on the bridge and hanging out in that Staten Island.
I always wanted to date a guy who
shop for 4 hours.
Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah,
you just gotta ditch the car, man. Having a car in New York City is
it's rough.
Yeah,
it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It's just so expensive.
It is,
and it's just like you're gonna get ticketed. You're gonna get towed.
Yep.
You're gonna get like somebody's gonna ding your car. You know, like
I know.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah,
14-year-olds are gonna fall in love with you.
14-year-old, it was such a disaster. Yeah. It was,
I just lost my.
Well,
car.
Then you add a couple teenagers to the mix. Totals. That sounds terrible.
Yeah,
that sounds like a bad mess.
So, in the car talk, Laura Laura also just lost her car. Yeah. Do you want to tell the story of that?
Sure. About a week and a half ago, we went bowling. Me, Dylan, my brother, and his girlfriend. And
Tracy,
it was a Tuesday night.
Who may or may not get a shoe night.
Oh, yeah. Tracy, our producer, you know, she's going to maybe get some talent on the show tonight.
Maybe. I mean, where are we at
still
here?
Still up in the air.
It's 24 after.
Keep us guessing.
Yeah, keep us guessing, Shoe Nice.
Yeah.
Shoe Nice, if you're listening, call in 718-928-9732. I'll say it slow.
Please, we're counting on you.
718-928-9732.
Or if you're the paramedic that is bringing Shoe Nice, if you're working on Shoe Nice right now,
right.
Like reassess, bringing him back to life. Just
phone
go ahead and
to his face.
I just want to make sure he's alive. Yeah. That's really the biggest thing here. All right, so go on with the story of the car.
So we're driving home from bowling on a Tuesday night at around midnight.
Yeah,
I'm just literally driving, didn't brake, not slowing down or anything, and this car just rams into the back of me.
Ugh.
Rams. I didn't even. it's that weird thing where like you don't even know what happened. Like even, I couldn't even remember what happened. Yeah. What happened?
And you didn't feel. You didn't know what was
like,
happening.
Kicked the back of my seat or something.
Yeah.
And my brother's like, "You have to pull over. Like you just got hit by a car. Like pull over." So I pull over.
Good old
we
Bill.
All get out of the car, and the woman's like, "I'm so sorry. It's my fault." Blah blah blah. The cops get there. Ugh. They're like, "Oh yeah. I mean, your car can like you can drive. It's just you just got hit in the back. Like you can go. I don't know if her car is gonna work though." And her
car. Was messed up too,
fine.
Right?
Fine.
Her car was fine.
It was like a little bit like dented in the front, but my car, my whole trunk was just destroyed.
So and everything you had in the trunk is all over the place.
No, it's like, I don't know, shoved up somewhere. And I have a hybrid, a Honda Civic hybrid.
Sure.
So
nice
the
cars.
Battery is in the back. And the cops are like, "Oh, just like pull your car over to the side of the road, go to turn on, won't turn on."
No.
And apparently the battery in the back got hit. And smashed in.
Of course,
something.
It probably blew up.
Yeah, who knows what happened? And everyone's like, "Oh, your car's fine." I'm like, "No." When I looked, I first saw it, I was like, totaled. Like in my mind, I was just like, absolutely totaled.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a week and a half. They gave me a rental, but then they took away the rental. How now long I don't have anything.
You only had a certain amount of time on the rental, right?
Yeah. Like a few days. And they're like, "Oh, she has a minimum like liability on her insurance."
Son
and
of
like,
a bitch.
Anyway, so it's totaled, and I think they're going to junk it tomorrow.
And you're totally
so I had to
walking
get everything
now.
Out of it. The tow truck guys were like total creeps.
Yeah, they're all creeps. They're all creeps.
Oh my God. I know. Like, where is it those guys? Crawl out of?
Like when is the
total
creep,
guys.
When is it going to come out with all the people who work in those industries are going to be like, "Hey, my boss in the tow truck, yeah, he's a real creep.
He's a real creep. He touched me."
Like, yeah, like Tony over there
I mean,
in the tow truck.
He was nice
going,
enough to like help me get my stuff out of the trunk, but. You know, the whole time I was like, "Like, don't come near me."
He was a creep.
He's a creep.
He was really creepy.
So, what are you going to get? A new car? Is that how it works?
Now I'm carless. I don't know. My car was only worth like $3,000 at best. So it's like, what can you get with that? I bought it for $13,000 or $15,000 or something in like 2010. But anyway, so we don't know. No.
Rosie just texted me. Carlos. Rosie just texted me. She said, "You're like a Jedi master." Not quite sure what she means by that. But if you want to call in and let us know, do it, Rosie.
Interesting.
Give me the video. Give me your video feed, Dave, because I can't see you. It's dark.
It's dark in there.
I can turn the light.
Did you turn on the light?
Hold on. Let me
did
see.
Did you turn off the lights? Are you guys like all cozy or something?
Yeah. Turn off the light so we can see you.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
If I do this, try to turn that off and see if the... No, can you see me a little bit?
No. I just see like a shadow, like faint shadow.
I mean, you can still
see
me a little bit.
Is it nicer with the?
Well, I mean, I brought in a projector today, and I'm projecting you on the wall so they can see you. So if I turn the lights off, they
seriously?
Can see you. Yeah.
You look great on that. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys can see me if the lights are off.
Right.
There you go.
All right.
If I get really close, you can see me.
You're like outside the door, though.
Yeah, we project it out on the outside, like vestibule area. It's like, kind of nice.
During somebody's meeting, they're having like a meeting out there, and you're just projecting.
Yeah, and the front door guys came by, and they were looking at it, and they were like, "That's so cool! That's so cool!"
They're like, "Did that guy sign in?
is that guy peeing outside of his basement window? What is he doing?
That's a good
peeing
question.
In a bucket."
Oh man, so I don't know. Is Shoe Nice gonna call in?
I mean,
Shoe Nice, Shoe Nice.
Get Tracy on the phone and see if we can get her to like tell her to have her tell him to call in right now.
He doesn't have to drink anything. He doesn't have to drink anything.
He
doesn't have to eat anything. He can just hang out with us, talk with us.
Just talk with us. Just hang out. I got a lot of questions for him.
Well, we can talk to each.
Oh, we can definitely talk to each other. In the news, I read the headline. Did you see that? So Art Basel's going on right now down in Florida.
Yeah,
in Miami.
In Miami, yeah.
Oh, that sounds so hot. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, right, my roommate's there, and he sent me a picture the other day of a whole bunch of like girls getting on like jet skis, and I'm like, it's snowing here. Thanks, thanks. But in the news down there, you know Hannibal Buress, the comedian.
I read that.
Yeah. He got arrested.
What happened?
He got arrested, and he's just sitting there up against the car of the police cruiser, and he's going, "What am I being arrested for? What am I being arrested for?" And they're like, "Trespassing." And when they go to book them, they don't book them for trespassing.
What?
And they have no idea, like, they have not come out with the records of what they booked him for.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like, he bailed himself out because he's Hannibal.
Well, they
Burris.
Came, I think they said some sort of
drunken
disorderly, maybe. Yeah. But, I mean, they can slap that on anybody,
right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could just say that at any point. I mean, in the article, it was saying that he came out and he was standing next to the cop and he looked at the cop and he goes, yo, order me an Uber.
But I think he was mouthing off to him a lot. You know, obviously, why not? You know, but
yeah, cops are too much. I had experience with one this weekend. It was not fun.
Yeah.
Mm. So did the insurance? Is that other person's insurance going to cover?
No. So.
Oh, of course.
My insurance no way. Will only be on Saturday.
People have insurance.
No, wait. Saturday, Friday afternoon, like literally at like 3, and they were like, so we just want to tell you that the last day that you have a rental car is tomorrow, and the last day that we're covering the tow yard is tomorrow. Ugh. And I was like, what, where am I going to put my car? It literally doesn't move. Like, that's, it doesn't turn on.
No, you can't do anything
like,
with it.
Well, call your insurance. Like, you should file a claim, and then we'll like figure it out together, because she only had like the state minimum like amount of coverage like on her policy, but it turns out that so do I, but yet I thought I had like good insurance.
Yeah, but yeah. not at all.
Yeah, so they're figuring it out apparently. But
so who's your insurance company?
It's Progressive.
Progressive.
And, yeah,
so Progressive. Well, Pugwissive. Get a rep from Progressive. We'll call him.
You want to call him right now? You want to get him on the line?
Call the 800 number. Let's go.
Get him on the line.
Hers is Geico.
We got to take some action here, guys.
He's going to get a robot.
We got to come together.
Yeah. You
know? Make this happen.
Are you guys Let's corner him.
Let's corner Geico.
This is Dave.
Let's do an insurance.
Dave and Giggles.
Yeah.
We do a radio show. As soon as you say radio show, people actually start to listen to you.
Right.
Because it sounds
like we're on the air.
We're on the air right now. And we want to fix this matter.
This is our weekly ambush.
Oh man, shock jock. Shock jock.
Oh my god.
So are we gonna get Shoe Dice, or is that not?
I don't know. He may be, I don't know. I usually around this time he's waking up from one of his liquor slams, so maybe he calls in.
Yeah.
Didn't he just post something on
He did.
Just put a comment on it and say call into the show right now and put the phone number
he
on.
He said like RIP like somebody.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, yeah, basically.
You're going under.
You're going under.
I mean, if you need me to call to get a celebrity or semi-celebrity,
who are you going to get?
Reach out,
maybe get my mom to call.
She is
in.
Pretty good.
If Shoe Nice doesn't call in, I can get my mom to call in.
Cool. That's pretty good.
So slam a fifth of vodka in like 22
seconds? She'll do that. She totally will do that. Well, another thing I read in the news today, it was pretty good. So back in the 80s, there was a pact with Reagan and Gorbachev. That if we were invaded by aliens, they would call off the Cold War. They'd be like, all right, this is it. Well, let's focus on the aliens.
Only
now.
Then.
That's good.
Only then. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you think Trump has that with Putin right now?
Oh, my God.
Probably not,
what's
right?
What's his take on aliens? Do you think he...
I don't think he believes in aliens.
That's the interesting thing. Like, when you get into office... You probably get briefed on like the history of the U.S.
Wait. Does Steve Bannon believe in aliens? That's
do you think they give
question.
Him like a history lesson?
I mean, they probably do of like all the stuff that he should know about.
I think
and everything.
He believes Trump believes, and you know that's.
I don't know if Bannon believes in aliens. He looks like a conspiracy. He looks like an alien.
They look like that weird like a lizard person slash.
Well, yeah,
like
they're definitely
Satan.
Lizard people.
He looks like the alien in Men in Black, the first one, where his skin is really baggy and he can't really control his body. Edgar said
it's like he was wearing an Edgar suit.
He's wearing an Edgar suit.
Like a suit.
She was so Edgar good.
This.
Yeah.
So I got some free tickets to this Jurassic quest, which is basically like 50 animatronic dinosaurs.
Nice.
And so on the way there. So, yeah, free tickets. So I took both of my kids. And so on the way there, Leo's asking me about like the dinosaurs, and he knows that the dinosaurs died because of the asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but why did it happen? And I was like, well, I have a chance to talk to my kid about space here.
That's
and
great.
I'm not a scientist by the least.
No.
You know?
No.
But whatever I say has to sound somewhat, you know, educated.
You have to sound smart.
You know?
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Matt.
What's happening, Matt? What's going on, Matt?
Are you Shoe Nice?
Are you Shoe Nice?
Nothing much.
All right, hang up.
we were running a estate sale earlier today, I could vouch for Tracy and say about 3 or 4 emails have been sent. He was in contact with us until he just stopped responding today.
He has no pulse.
He meaning Shoe Nice.
Shoe Nice, yes. What was the Matt? What was the last email sent from him? Like, what was the last comunicado of him?
Goodbye, sweet world.
The last one that we sent, or the last one that he responded?
Both. Let's the last one you sent, and then we'll
What's
get
the
in.
Last sentence that he said.
The last email that was sent was notifying him of the time of the show and the number to call in, and then trying to follow up with him to confirm that if he would call in,
right.
as mm-hmm. he said he would yesterday.
Okay, said yesterday he would. So then what was the last email he sent back to you guys, to Tracy specifically?
Yes, that was yesterday, which said...
What are you wearing?
Sunday, will do. Like, we'll call
in. We'll call in. So he's probably passed out. That's probably what it is. Shoe Nice, we're waiting for you, buddy. We really want to talk to you.
I don't know his functioning hours.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Well, I mean, it's only like 5 o'clock there, 5:30.
Oh, yeah. He's like at Giggles House,
right?
Yeah.
Have you ever really seen him outside? He always has a backdrop of crappy motel or something.
Actually, we just saw he posted something from the South Park town. He was driving around South Park, Denver, Colorado,
sure.
or whatever. And, just talking about the different buildings and how, like...
So he's got spare time, is what we're saying.
He exists outside of that basement room, is what I'm saying.
He does.
We know that.
See, I think what the mission is that, like, I need to go find him. I'm the man on the street.
That's
I'm
a
the
great mission.
One on this show that's seeing Colorado.
It's a really good
said
point.
It before. I need to go find him.
That's probably outside
your That is
door
a terrific
right
idea.
Yeah.
That is a terrific idea.
That is a really good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Finding Shoe Nice.
Oh man, it's like
that's a documentary.
Yeah, it is a documentary.
It's a doc waiting to happen. I mean, there's been docs about him. Let's make a doc about finding
him.
He's
our Bobby Fischer.
He's
our Bobby Fischer.
Oh, that'd be great. Shoe Nice, buddy. Where are you?
It's definitely possible.
Come on, boy.
Come on home, boy.
So
we miss
has
you.
A message.
We can name it like when the shoe drops. All right, go on, Giggles. Matt, what's happening? What else?
Yes, Matt's still
you got anything else for us?
Matt, have Tracy send another email to see if we can get him like last minute. We got like 20 minutes left. It would be perfect amount of time to talk to Shoe Nice.
Have her text him.
Oh, I know. We actually just sent him one just before to try and follow it up just before the show. And we're disappointed because it was really kind of shocking that he got right back in contact. And it wasn't like for somebody who has as many followers as he does and His selfless acts of internet
kindness,
and, yeah, the wonderful content he provides the world with.
I mean, I'm entertained.
He doesn't have to reply to people.
Mm-mm.
That's true, and he did reply.
Who knows? I'm sure he gets a lot of messages,
to be like just like Shoe Nice, Shoe Nice,
Shoe Nice.
You know, harass.
He actually,
call us.
Come on, call in.
Earlier in
call
the week, he had a live stream.
He did today. He had a live stream today.
So he is alive.
Earlier in the week, he did, and I was commenting on it, and he started shouting me out and talking about, just replying to the things I was texting into his live feed.
So you had communication.
So we know that there was
pretty interactive.
You had a breakthrough.
If we're going to be honest, the
did he squeeze your finger?
We've been trying to get
squeeze
Shoe Nice.
My finger twice.
Pull my finger.
Yeah, right. We've been trying to get Shoe Nice for a couple of weeks now because we've been infatuated kind of with Shoe Nice. I mean, he's entertaining as all hell, basically. Yeah. And anyway, Dylan tried to contact him and got nothing back.
Zero.
But then Laura's boyfriend's girlfriend,
Tracy
contacted him. Yeah. Contacted him and she got back to him. He got back to her right away. Like yeah. totally
30
didn't,
seconds.
Did
it's
not,
a female.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's probably pretty hot.
Exactly.
She's a babe.
I think this really comes down to Tracy not being here. I think he knows somehow.
Oh, he knows,
yeah.
he knows her whereabouts.
Yeah. I mean, we time. Did have a little thing where I was going to be pretend to be Tracy, but
if he calls in,
that sounds right? bad. That
yeah,
sounds
it does. If he does,
worse if we would have gotten him into my basement in Colorado, and it's just me and him in my basement.
That would be great. Yeah. If he was there right now, that would be so great.
Yeah.
Get him in.
Well, if he does call and he hasn't been listening, you are Tracy, Laura.
Okay.
You're just Tracy. Yeah. We'll just go with that.
Go with that story.
Go with that story.
Yeah, I wonder if he's ever done, he does those liquor slams. It just dawned on me. I wonder if he's ever done like Robitussin slams.
Oof.
I think like, I know people do that stuff all the time to get all messed up.
Yeah. I
or
think
maybe
I read.
You can convince him to do it and see what happens.
Yeah. I read an article.
Wesson. He'll like drink a whole bottle of like Wesson cooking oil or something.
Yeah.
And be fine.
You know? Like,
the other
video. I watched a video of him where he ate an entire caulk gun of caulk.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
For doing, oh, yeah. Like, waterproofing.
And
the
a cactus,
of your
too, right?
Stuff.
Yeah, he ate a cactus. He did say, I've been reading a lot about it this weekend.
Yeah.
He did say cactus, anything like wood or plant related, like that's really bad, is the hardest thing to do. He
okay.
Said. But the other day when he was doing his live feed, because we were watching it too, yeah. He was putting up like a 7-Eleven slushy.
Yeah.
And then he was also holding up a bottle of Windex. And he said he was going to put the Windex into the slushy, which sounds bad.
Why?
Shoe Nice, don't kill yourself. We want you to be alive, bro.
We need you.
But he said that
the world needs you.
In his
what did he say? Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, that's cool. In his in the interviews I've read with him, he said he won't do some things like eat your own shit. He said he won't do.
He says when someone asks him to that, he says, "Well, you eat your shit first.
You eat your shit first, then I will." And and like he won't. I think he did mention Robitussin.
I like that we're pretending to have an interview with you, Nice. Right.
All right,
now.
I'll be here.
I
feel like
here.
We did
we're
enough
just talking about
I
this
think
guy.
What
you guys
he would say right
for
now
this guy
is
that we're just talking about things that he says.
Yeah. Right.
No, but I think he's got a point. We did enough research where we can just let's just do the interview with Adam. He's not going to show. All right, so he's not going to show. Let's do this.
He ain't showing.
Right,
oh man!
I think my favorite one I've ever seen of him though is there's one where I guess the request was for him to eat shampoo. So he ends up eating a shampoo sandwich, and he's putting it all over this piece of bread, and he's loading it up. And then when you think he's about to be like, okay, I'm about to do this. He's like, I should probably add some actual food to this. He's like, I'll put some ketchup on it. So he puts
smart
ketchup
man.
On
he's
it.
He's a snob.
And then he starts eating it. And then midway through eating it, he's making these ridiculous faces because of how bad it tastes.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then the one thing he says is, oh, I hate ketchup.
He's a showman.
He doesn't like real food. I mean, that's the thing.
He's a showman.
We think this is some sort of, like, he's a freak, but really, he just doesn't like real food. He wants to eat.
He just
wants
to
eat shampoo.
Yeah. In the Vice documentary that I watched this morning, in the Vice documentary, he said he grew up and he was pretty poor, and he was just like, and that we didn't have really any food, so I would eat like a toilet paper roll sandwich, so at least my stomach was full.
Like Akon.
Yeah. Like
this isn't even funny
anymore.
It goes,
I know. But he also said that he started drinking in eighth grade, like heavily. That's early.
Wow.
Yeah. So I really wanted to talk to.
Are we shitty then?
Hero.
I really want
like
to talk
we're
to
shitty
him.
Now.
I want to talk to him. I find him fascinating. I find him an interesting man. And like in all honesty, like the one thing that he really like pushes in all his stuff is that he wants to like cure world hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And like this is an abstract way of doing
that.
I guess.
Think it's a great approach. It's like, hey, learn how to eat shampoo. Learn how to eat cactus. All right, you're no longer hungry.
It's
world hunger is solved.
Level. Done. Yeah. Like if you have a can of cocoa powder in your
eat what's
house,
in front of
like,
you. Eat what's in
eat
front
this
of
cocoa
you.
Powder
eat what's in front of
you.
I'm about to start eating the mixing
brutally
board right now.
Appalling to you after this.
Yeah, or learn how to not let your Jeep break down.
Yeah, learn how to not let your Jeep break down. Or the Geo Tracker. Or the Honda or the Honda. Don't let it get hit by cars.
Come on.
Ugh.
Don't make fun of the Honda.
But another thing that I wanted to ask him, I'm going to rifle through the questions that I wanted to ask him.
We're doing the interview.
So one thing I want to ask him, he said he's going to, over the next little while, however long, he didn't say how long, but he wanted to get away from eating and drinking things and focus on like doing more Jackass stuff.
Mm.
So he wants to turn his YouTube into like a prank show, which I wanted to see where he was going with
pranks
that.
Pranks on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Matt, I don't know, man. We tried, buddy.
Yeah. Honestly, to be incredibly honest with you, I'll keep trying to get in contact with him.
Yeah.
Just because I've been following him for a while now.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've shot him messages before to which he will reply. So I don't know. He's in it. I'm impressed by what he does. He's very interesting. I think he's also a very like actually kind and generous man. So why not
That's where his name came from, right?
At some point, maybe get him on.
Shoot, I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully at one point we'll get him on. I think this is going to be our like Matt Damon to Jimmy Kimmel thing. Like, oh, well, we didn't have enough time for Shoe Nice. Maybe next time.
We'll give him like a proper introduction too. Like, this is Shoe Nice. This is his story. This is where his name comes from.
I told him we gave him $1,500 too.
I don't say that out loud.
Shoe Nice, there's $1,500 on the table now, and I know they will bend over. What do you want? $2,000? $3,500? Let's do it.
The money from my totaled car, the check
from the car.
He's in the process of kicking off his new website, which I saw. He's trying to do some live streaming, which I think if bringing it up, talking about promoting his website through the radio, vice versa. I think that he'd find that it to be a help to both.
Hopefully,
both
definitely.
The one thing that, more of a reason to get going.
The one thing that I was really hoping to really like encourage him on, because he was in that live feed thing that he was doing the other day. He was talking about how he wanted to start a podcast and he wanted to get a lot of like practice on it. So I was going to like open it up. He's open to call up anytime and I'll give him pointers and I'll help him through things. And like
step one.
Step one.
Call into an actual
call
podcast.
Call into a show. Be
find
there.
A co-host.
Find a co-host. We're begging. There's 10 minutes left.
Give him Giggles' phone number. Hang out with Giggles.
Hang out with Giggles.
Giggles has got to find him, man.
I'll show him my basement.
Yeah.
I got a pretty nice.
I know you do. You got a nice
basement.
I call
basement. It soft finished.
What do you call soft finished? Yeah, you could see on the wall there,
yeah, like,
his back room.
It looks like there's plastic draped everywhere. It looks like Shoe Nice could like do like a liquor slam in that room.
Yeah,
yeah. He totally kind of looks like
there's all kinds of spray insulation. Paint Shoe Nice behind you real quick. I'm sure it'll show up.
If you build it, he will come.
You just say his name.
But it's the bat the Shoe Nice signal. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
A Shoe Nice signal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The shoe with the nice and...
So what's the future looking like, Matt? Like, what do you think? What are the odds of getting Shoe Nice on a future show?
I think the odds are I think there are likely odds we could get him on.
Well, all right, that's good.
Pretty
I know randomly, I remember I followed him on Instagram, and he followed me back and started liking photos. And I could tell it's not a bot because he actually posted videos a couple times asking public, Is Instagram something I can make money off of, like YouTube? I'm not quite understanding this whole thing. I just followed
sounds
a bunch
like
of people.
A bot would say. Yeah. That's something a bot would say, Matt.
He totally understands how Instagram works.
Yeah, he doesn't. And at one point, he said he was going to quit Instagram, but he never did. We've been keeping up with Shoe Nice.
Here's the mission for you. If you're the guy on the inside with Shoe Nice, you tell Shoe Nice we'll come to him. With a podcast recording, you know, broadcast setup, or he can come to Aurora and come to my basement.
Boom. Done.
Both are kind of weird options.
Both are weird options.
This guy, either Giggles comes to you or you go to Giggles' basement.
Don't make Giggles come to you now.
So tell Shoe Nice.
Yeah.
That I'll show up. I'll meet him anywhere.
Meet him anywhere.
Tell him you got a guy in Colorado. That'll get him on the show.
Right.
This is going to happen.
It's going to happen. And also, I want to get it out there that we're not looking for Shoe Nice to do stunts.
No. We just want to talk.
We just want to hang out.
True.
Half the show has been about Shoe Nice, who's not here.
We just want to know his stories.
Yeah. I really, like, my goal here, I want to befriend Shoe Nice so that he becomes a regular caller, like a celebrity friend. That's what I want.
He's like that stray cat. We're putting out the feed right
don't
now.
Don't freak him out.
Yeah, don't
he'll
freak
run.
Out. He's a little skittish. Just take some of that kibble, throw the kibble out on the stairs. Shoe Nice, come on up. Come up into the house.
Trap
him. I'm genuinely interested in the things that he does and the reasons why he possibly would be doing them. And I would love to be able to have a chance to talk to him and ask him serious questions.
Me too. Me
you
too.
You want to press him on some stuff, right?
You got to press him a little bit.
You gotta ask him about North Korea. Jerusalem. What does he think about the Middle East peace process?
Right. Let's ask him the tough questions. Next president.
Capital, Tel Aviv or Jerusalem? Shoe Nice, go.
Perfect.
What politician he would prefer to eat?
Be molested by. Would he go for? Is he more of a more like guy or a Franken guy? Yeah. I don't know. Who do you want?
That's a good question. Yeah. Good question. I mean, they're both bad, but whatever.
What do you think Steve Bannon would taste like?
Not good. Not good.
Edgar. Edgar entering the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
No, he actually addresses that. Yeah, there's an article where he addresses that.
He said he wouldn't do that. He said
he said he couldn't take on those guys, but they couldn't slam a bottle of that, vodka.
No.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think many people can.
Yeah. No.
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 Oh, well,
some dude
to know
died. we didn't even get to talk about this, but the chugging bottles.
Chugging bottles.
Chugged a bottle. They gave him a tequila thing, and he was like, "Oh, chug, chug, chug," and the whole within the seconds, because he had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah,
like it was kind of some people. I think that's the thing we got to reiterate to our listeners here is this is not something you do at home.
Push it.
Don't try to drink. We have to say our safety.
Yeah, definitely disclaimer
before
safety word. We need a safety
disclaimer.
Word.
Yeah,
safety word.
Yeah. In the documentary, I found interesting in the documentary, if you go to Vice Shoe Nice, you'll watch the documentary. It's like 24 minutes long. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But he talks about, he's doing an interview with him, and he's like, all the people who follow me, if someone dies, that's a casualty.
It's collateral damage.
Collateral damage, he said. Yeah. And then in the end, he gets there's a message that Vice adds to the end. He says he regrets saying that. He doesn't want anybody to die.
Yeah.
Please don't do what he's doing because he's the only person in the world who can do it.
He's got the metabolism of a billy goat. He is a human garbage disposal.
Yeah. We wanted to know if he has health insurance, if he has paramedics on set with him.
Good
Is everyone around him no CPR?
Does he have a little sign that he does where it's too
Nobody
much
knows.
Like there's a hot dog caught in his throat and he needs
so many unanswered questions.
I was sick last week. We were doing the show last week. I was a terror because I had a stomach bug. And that
sounds
was
like
just
still do.
Just a tiny, some tiny bug just, threw me down for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You were really bad last week. Yeah. Last week was a terrible show.
Terrible.
Oh, so we got 10 minutes
like
left with Shoe Nice. Not like this show.
This is a good show. This is a good
show.
Stream balance. No?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Dylan, Lord Giggle.
Your internet sucks tonight.
Max
your
Hedrum, internet. Max Hedrum is on the show tonight.
you sound like Max Hedrum. It's really good. All right. So what else do we got? We got anything else besides Shoe Nice?
A couple more questions for Shoe Nice.
I keep looking because I put up a...
just putting them out there into the ether, hoping that he'll... reply.
Yeah, I put up a Instagram picture and tagged him in it just to see.
We sound like we're stalking him.
We're stalking.
All right. What else do we have going on in our lives?
He hasn't responded yet. What else do we got? So,
fans.
Giggles, what did you tell your kids about
the dinosaurs?
The dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. It's about space. Oh, I told him about the asteroid and, he's just asking why. And I was like, space? This is basically almost word for word what I told him.
Yeah.
I was like, the universe is huge, right? It's billions and billions of galaxies. I was like, all right, so say just for ourselves, we're driving down the road. And I told him, look in the windshield. You see these chips in the windshield? Sometimes when we're driving down the highway, a truck, chips up a rock and it hits our windshield. And it's just random. It's totally, random. I was like, that's kind of how the universe is. And, asteroids hitting the Earth. And I was like, the asteroid that hit the Earth and killed the dinosaurs was just giant. It was a giant, giant asteroid. And I was like, it was just a random asteroid in the universe at that time,
Right.
So it was pretty cool. It was a good, we saw animatronic dinosaurs. The boys weren't scared.
Yeah, I'm 38 and I can almost follow that story.
That's my explanation.
It's
there's
trucks driving through space.
Well, yeah, the idea that a rock hits the window randomly.
I like that.
It's like
it's
very good analogy, right?
I think
there.
It had to be there.
Yeah. Very good analogy.
Was that Deep Purple?
Yeah, it's like Deep Purple. Yeah, it's exactly like Deep Purple, Matt.
What? Okay.
Yeah, space trucking.
Well, I showed him the chip in the wind, kind of like this is.
What happened? Matt, we lose you?
No, I'm still
here. All right, go on, Giggles.
No, I was just saying.
I think we got hit with an actual asteroid out there. Asteroid just hit Colorado.
Space trucking.
And
go.
He asked about the, what do you call it? Like, why weren't humans alive when the dinosaurs?
Good question.
What is evolve? And I was like, well, evolve is like you change sort of characteristics over a And so I told him, I was like, how mom's mom is my mom, and my mom had her mom. And I was like, if you went back, so he gets it. He gets that, he's got a grandmother that's living. And I was like, imagine your grandmother's grandmother and your grandmother's grandmother's grandmother.
She
I was like,
was
go back.
That's
so,
that's
I'm trying to explain science
that's
and, like,
so hard
to a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough.
That is very
tough. You don't want to sound like an idiot.
You know? I know, but you're going to end up confusing the hell out of him. Because...
But he's going to go explain astrophysics to the first grade
right.
now.
I would say just have him watch like a Charlton Heston movie from back in the day, like 12 Commandments.
But what happens when you got to replace the windshield?
Good question.
Oh.
Well, that's eventually Earth repaired itself. And then we came, came.
Can you
there
was actually don't use hairspray. That's all.
There was actually I can't remember where it was, and I'm probably gonna fuck up the story. But there was a amber like tail of a dinosaur that they found. I can't remember where it was, but it was like perfectly preserved, and the tail was in just full of feathers. So the idea that they were lizards is not really true. They were more bird-like, which we've all known for a while. But that finding was really big because the actual like preserved tail of a dinosaur is like just all feathers.
Yeah,
it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, there could be some there's some feathers and there's some lizards. You know, like crocodiles. I was like, bro, and that's the other thing I told Leo today. I was like, look at crocodiles, like dinosaurs, crocodiles and alligators are basically like. Dinosaurs look very they've been around forever, you know.
Yeah, they have, but I mean there's no feathers on a crocodile.
No but they have like lizard, more bird-like
some dinosaurs and probably bird-like
those
dinosaurs.
Crazy headdresses though.
Yeah, they did have the crazy headdresses. Yeah, the crocodiles you're talking about. Yeah,
like the royalty.
This hour went quick, guys.
Yeah I mean I guess
it was a good show.
Maybe we did it too quick. Shoe Nice would have called in if we went a little bit slower.
I think he's going to come next week. I really do.
He's intimidated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the anticipation.
He can come to the basement. Matt, tell him to.
Oh, that's him. He's calling.
Oh, Matt. Matt,
who's calling? That's him.
Matt, go away.
We got someone calling right now. We got Shoe Nice. We're going to try to get off the phone. We're going to try to see if we can get him.
Hello.
Let's see if anybody.
Hello.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Guess who?
Oh, it's Rosie. It's not Shoe Nice. What's happening, Rosie?
Is my voice that obvious?
I know you, Rosie. I know you now.
We thought you were a special caller. We got all excited.
We did.
We had a Shoe Nice love fest this past hour.
It has been. How are you doing, Rosie? How was your first show? Was it good?
It was amazing. My guest canceled on me.
Yeah. You got to get used to that.
And when does that ever happen?
Never.
No, I'm a very prepared person, so I know that people cancel, but my backup guest flaked out on me, too.
Ugh, so you had both guests flake out on you. So what'd you do? Just the whole hour by yourself?
You could have called us.
Yeah, you can always call us.
Yeah, I was. You know, I thought about that, but then I decided I needed to do it by myself. I had to tough this one out. I had to make it work.
I'd say for your first show, that's probably not the best thing to do. You got to ease into it, Rosie. Ease into it.
How long? What time is your show?
I don't have a regular slot. I did. What I ended up doing is I took a potluck dinner hour. So
that's on what day is that?
No. Well, that was my second solo show. I did the show where I took over. The food show that comes on at 5 o'clock on Sundays.
5 o'clock on
Sundays. That turned out well.
That good. I'm glad. We're always here for you, Rosie.
Bikers who make whiskey.
Oh, bikers who make whiskey. That sounds like a good show.
That's awesome.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, they were amazing. Yeah.
They don't make it home.
No, they don't.
So wait, did you call Progressive yet?
We haven't called Progressive yet. We're gonna call them after the show.
We should have an insurance policy for when Shoe Nice doesn't show up.
We were gonna have to get one.
You know what? You should call Progressive. On this show.
We should.
And then you have the whole music.
Ambush.
Playing in the background. Yeah.
That was my idea.
I know. If this shit isn't figured out by next week,
Rosie.
Maybe we will.
All right. If it's not figured out by next week, we'll call him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I wasn't prepared for that. What, Rosie? Go ahead.
I recognize that voice there, the person in the studio. Who is that?
I don't know which one. Laura?
Laura?
You don't know Laura.
More than one person in the studio.
Oh, I got like a whole bunch of people in the studio today.
How many people do you have in the studio?
Well, right now there's four in the studio, and then one at home, and then one on the phone.
And then Shoe Nice is listening.
Somewhere Shoe Nice.
Oh my God, this is a party.
Yeah, it's a party
somewhere
show.
Somewhere Shoe Nice is listening.
Rosie, you know me.
Hey, Dave, are you broadcasting? Wait, is your New Year's Eve lands on a Sunday? Are you going live?
I got to decide that. I got to talk to Giggles about that. Probably not.
Come on, let's do it.
Party
let's
in the
do
studio.
It, let's do it.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Yeah. All right. We got 10 seconds
left. New Year's show?
All right. Good show, everybody. We'll talk.